Okay, so this is October 29th, a Sunday, and it's in Worcester. It's a disguised band by Hope Church. So we're going to just see if it is they will evict or what they will do.
Because you gave me your card when you visited once before.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah. And so remind me, who are you?
I'm John.
John? Okay.
I've been instructed to tell you that you're not welcome to come to home. On the basis that I understand, and obviously it is what I've been told. Basically, I've been to lots of churches and been very critical. Yeah, that you've been to lots of churches, I gather, in Worcester and gather in London and other places where you've been very critical and judgmental about the church and the leaders of that church. So, basically, as a church, obviously, we love people to come, we love visitors to come, but we're open on the premise that people want to come and meet God, that they want to come and learn and grow in their faith, not that they want to come with a negative, critical approach. And I'm sorry, because I'm told that that is the reputation that you have.
Who told, by the way? What was the source?
Pardon me?
You said you've been told by whom?
I've been told by the leadership here.
Okay, and what is your leadership source? What's their source of?
I think probably because they've seen what you've been saying about other churches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so am I guilty or something? I mean, when you...
Well, I think you're... I think that... Because of what you have done previously with other churches.
What have I done previously with other churches?
My understanding is that you've been very critical of them. In a way that is, you know, anyone's entitled to criticize. And, you know, I'd be the first to say that. And, you know, it's a nonsense to suggest that people have got to be, not have a critical view of things. But, having said that, there's a difference between that and being unjust and unfair and condemning. You know, I would criticize a church that didn't have a team eldership, for instance. I would say that's wrong. And all sorts of other things that I might say is wrong. You know, a church that says it has a priest, you know, it's not biblical. So there are all sorts of things that one can say, yeah, that's not right. But for someone who's seemed to be coming to be for the purpose of criticism, you know, it's a different story. And I'm sad to say that's how you're seen.
Okay. When in a church excommunicates an innocent person, is that a good thing or is it an evil thing?
If a church is excommunicates somebody who is innocent, then obviously that is not a good thing.
So is it, are they acting on behalf of God when they're excommunicating an absolutely innocent person? Or are they in fact acting on behalf of Satan?
I think anything that a church does that is not done honestly and biblically is wrong.
So is it wrong to say that an excommunication has no foundation whatsoever is satanic?
Say it again.
Is it correct to say that a pastor or a priest who banishes and evicts an innocent person acts according to Satan?
I think that is an extreme way of putting it.
Okay, let me take the other extreme. Are they acting on behalf of God?
What I'm saying is if they are doing anything that they do dishonestly or without due consideration is not honoring to God.
Now, you take a stance. You're ordered by your leadership team to evict me. Is that correct?
Basically.
Yeah, basically. And so you must have something substantial against me.
I personally do not, because it's what I've been told. I believe what I've been told because of where it's come from, but...
Where has it come from?
Well, it's come to me from the leadership here.
And who is the leader in this church?
We have a team leadership.
We have a team leadership, okay. And are those the couples that are named on your website? On
they are named on the website, yes.
Right. Okay, so that's your team leadership.
That's right.
Okay, and they have collectively said that Torsten Engzon is not allowed to enter the premises, is that correct?
He's not welcome. He's
not welcome.
To the churches, yeah. That's right.
So they must have a substantial reason for that, is that not correct?
They must have a substantial reason, absolutely. And it's not something that
Right. And do I have a right to know what that substance is?
I've told you what it is. It's the fact that you have been very critical of other churches that we're in fellowship with,
right, okay.
And
so
other churches further afield.
Those churches that have evicted me without any grounds. So you're siding with the satanic...
People don't do that. You know, if somebody comes to Hope Church and they want to be part of what we're doing, even on the one Sunday, we'd love them to come. That's not who we are. But you, unfortunately, have earned yourself a reputation.
A reputation? But it's not about reputation. If somebody has a reputation, what about substance, reality, evidence, objectivity?
Yes, understand that, Torsten, but it doesn't alter the fact that there appears to be
a lot...
Well, I'm saying appears to be because I'm not the person who's in communication with other people who have reported this. I've simply been told by the leadership here that if you arrive, then I need to tell you that we... do not want you to come to our services.
So the question is, do I...
Just move out.
Yeah, sure. Do I not have a moral right to know what I'm accused of?
I've told you what you're accused of. You've been critical of lots of churches in an unfair way. You've been talking about being unfair.
You say in an unfair way. So when churches evict and excommunicate an absolutely innocent person, and I criticize that as pastors acting upon Satan, now is that not fair to say? If they're not acting for God, they're acting for Satan.
I think you're being extreme in the view that you're taking.
You mean I adhere to facts?
Yeah, but the fact is that, like I said, anything that we do that is not honest and honourable is dishonouring God. Mm-hmm. But that is not the same.
Oh, you're honouring God when you're evicting somebody who's absolutely innocent. That's what you're doing this morning.
Yes, but you're claiming your innocence, but the wealth of evidence that understand is there.
I understand.
That's right. Okay. I'm not claiming first-hand knowledge at all. Any first-hand knowledge I can claim is that I had a conversation with you when you came the previous time. You gave me your business card.
So I would like to have a look at that evidence. You talk about evidence, the body of evidence. Where is the body of evidence? I want to see it.
I have no idea.
Okay.
On the internet, I believe.
Ah, okay. So,
But Torsten, you know about this because you're talking to me about other people evicting you. You're talking about excommunication. You know what the history is. I don't have to tell you.
I know, but you're the one evicting. You should know, and you talk about a body of evidence. I'd like to see the body of evidence.
But you know the body of evidence.
Why don't you bring your source or your leadership team? Why don't you bring one of your leadership team, and I can ask the source directly what body of evidence?
I'm not going to go any further into this. I've been instructed that if you come to Hope Church to tell you that it's, unfortunately, because I don't like doing it, the church doesn't like doing it, but we are doing it for the protection of the people that are here.
Okay, protection from what? From me?
Protection from...
Am I in danger to your so-called church?
Sorry?
Please don't touch me. Am I in danger to your so-called church?
I think you are in danger of being unjustly critical.
Really? Okay. So in other words, excommunicating somebody who's absolutely innocent and somebody stating, waving the red flag and saying, this is the evidence. These pastors, these priests have no substance, and yet they persecute innocent Christians. And you say that's unjust to expose the satanic behavior of those.
But you've been doing this across the board to lots of churches. Okay.
Does that make me guilty? The fact that many churches, like you, excommunicate an absolute.
Well, I'm not excommunicating you. I'm just saying you're not communicating in the first place.
Right. So you have banned me.
Sorry?
You have banned me. I'm banned from the premises. That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a banishment, an excommunication.
There's not excommunication. Right. There's not communication in the first place.
Did I not visit this church once or twice before?
To my knowledge, once.
Right.
And a few years ago.
Right. So it is an excommunication.
No. It's not excommunication. What we're saying is at that point we didn't realise. Maybe you hadn't been offending other churches, but you have now.
Really? Okay.
Now, what I would advise you to do is to find a church where you want to settle and talk to the leadership there and explain to them.
I would like to talk to the leadership here and hear what the body of evidence is, what specifically your church...
I don't think they're going to tell you anything different to what I've told you.
So there is no substance, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying there's no substance. Right. I'm saying there is substance. But you are admitted in what you're saying that you know what that substance is.
What is that substance that you're accusing me of?
Posting things on the internet which are condemning of
those who excommunicate innocent Christians.
If that's the way you want to put it.
Mm-hmm. So you're supporting collegially those churches that do satanic conduct against innocent Christians.
I think I can say that we are supporting collegiately fellow churches that we stand with that have felt the need to say that you're not welcome.
Right. So truth and facts and evidence.
Sorry?
Truth, facts and evidence is irrelevant for your church.
The body of evidence is relevant. And the body of evidence is that a lot of other churches have felt that they had reason not to welcome.
And what was their reason?
I have no idea.
No,
I mean, but Torsten, you know what you've been doing. You know what churches you've visited. You know what the history is. I'm sure you know why you've not been welcome.
And you don't know why you're banning me.
I know why I'm banning you, because I've been told to, because of what you've done to other churches.
What have I done to other churches?
Torsten, we're going around in circles.
You're dodging the question. You haven't answered. What specifically have I done?
You have published unfair, critical comments.
I have published evidence. I have published evidence. And your church leaders, are in a collusion with Satan, who persecutes an innocent
person. I hear what you're saying. And what I'm saying to you, because I don't want you to be out in the cold, is to find a church that you are willing to submit to the leaders of, talk to them about what we've been talking about, explain to them that you want to be part of a church and that you would like to work with them to be part of their church. That's right. What I think you need to do, rather than flit about from church to church and then being very critical of those churches.
So in every church in the United Kingdom where I knock on the door, I am evicted. Yeah, exactly. That's the nature of Satan, and you are part of that. You have no substance, you have no evidence, you despise truth. What you love is collusion with Satan.
What you've done is you've just said to me, every church, because you have a reputation.
A reputation again. What about facts and evidence and truth?
Facts and evidence and truth are that a whole body of people have felt right to eject you. And that's what I want to do now, because I'm not going around in circles anymore, Torsten. I would like to be able to help you.
They felt they have a right. What about facts? What about evidence? What about truth?
The evidence is that a whole body of churches have said that you're not welcome. And we are standing with them and saying you're not welcome. So I ask you now to leave, please.
But on what basis?
On the basis that I'm asking you to leave.
Yeah, but what factual basis do you have against me?
We've been through this and I've explained it.
No, you've dodged the question. You haven't answered.
I have answered your question.
What you said is that other churches have done, so you will do also.
Because we trust those churches.
We trust them blindly.
No, we trust them because many of them, we're in fellowship with.
Yeah, you're in fellowship with them. You're in fellowship with the satanic behavior of those churches.
Well, I think it's that sort of criticism of saying that churches are satanic that we're saying we don't want you to be part of us. We don't want you saying that about us.
Right. So when I expose evidence, you hate the evidence so much because I expose the satanic behavior of their church. And now I too also will expose the satanic behavior of our Hope Church in history.
You have to realize that there comes a point where there is a body of evidence. You know, if you'd been rejected by one church, we would talk to you. We would welcome you. We would try and help you and help you to understand what has happened. So why is it that all these churches have rejected you?
For the same reason as your Hope Church is rejecting me, because you hate facts, you hate evidence, you hate truth. What you love is collusion with Satan.
And you
hate truth. You hate evidence.
What you've just said simply highlights why you are not welcome at Hope Church.
So when I keep asking you, what is the evidence? What is the fact? You don't know why they... You say, I must know. No, you must know.
You've told me yourself.
Before you evict somebody, you must have the evidence. And you don't. You don't have the truth. You don't have the facts. In fact, it doesn't... To you, facts are irrelevant. Objectivity is irrelevant. What matters to you is collusion with these satanic pastors and priests.
That's what you're saying. So I'm going to ask you to leave, please.
And if I don't, what are you going to do?
That is up to you. You will find out if you don't.
Oh, secret plan. What's your secret plan?
Well, I suppose my secret plan is that I understand that there is a police case from previous occurrences where you've refused to leave. So if push comes to shove, I will contact the police.
Okay. Would you like to do so?
No, okay. I don't want to do so.
Well, why not? What's the current police case?
Again, I have no idea, but I have their reference.
The reference. Well, would you like to tell me the reference? You have the reference.
It's a number.
It's a number.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the? Is it a case reference?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have it?
I just imagine you know about it already. You've been in trouble with the police before.
No, actually, I don't. I don't know the case right now.
Is it going to help you to know it?
I want to investigate it. I want to find out what lies you have invented in that report.
Well, I haven't invented any lies. This is a police case, presumably in Worcester, from other churches.
Okay.
So, Torsten, I'm asking you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't leave, then that is what will have to happen.
Mm-hmm. What's your last name, by the way?
You don't need to know that.
I don't even know.
Because I don't particularly want my name on the internet being slandered either.
Well, there are intelligent people that are not part of churches, and they will see more clearly the diabolical nature and your hatred of facts, your hatred of truth, your hatred of evidence, and your collusion with Satan. That's intelligent people see that. I'm sorry that you don't see it, because you're blinded by Satan, and your hatred of truth and your cowardice to stand for truth. Do you think you're honoring God today?
I think I'm obeying God.
You're obeying God?
But like I said, there's nothing else to be said. We've had a very long conversation. If you really want to be accepted and part of a church, then you need to do what I said, and you need to find a church that you feel you could be home, could be your home, and talk to the leaders. And
why don't you talk to your leaders? Why don't you let me talk to your leaders?
If you wanted to, I'm sure the contact details are on our website.
Mm-hmm. I sent an email last night. Did you receive it?
Not personally, no. Okay. I was unaware of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what did it say?
Oh, I'm asking what you're going to do when I visit today. So is somebody of your leadership going to respond to those questions?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, right.
I haven't seen the email. I'm not aware of the email. I don't know who you sent it to.
Right. Wasn't it 2013 Torsten, that your church said that your church is going to refuse communication?
I don't know.
Well, I do know that that is what your church did.
So this is not new, and you knew when you came that you wouldn't be welcome.
Yeah, so my question was, have you repented? And clearly you have not. You're still serving Satan.
It's clearly how you want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be not surprised at all that that's not how we see it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Torsten, it's time to go. The service is going to start shortly.
I have enough in a minute. All right, so there we go. Typical disguise ban, and there it became very explicit. A typical satanic churches of United Kingdom.